And this is a dictation for Ted, T as in today, E, D as in David, Mogg, M-O-G-G, June 24, 48, address as a letter to Sagino V8, 3214085. Dear Sir at Sagino, consultation Mr. Mogg, abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with wife. Has not noticed any changes on his clinical condition, weight appetite is stable, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation or bleeding, urine flow is decreased, nocturia, incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness of blood, denies kidney stone, still has his prostate, has severe arthritis of the knees, but no anti-inflammatory agents, he denies symptoms of claudication or discolor of the toes, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no major dyspnea, no cough, sputum production, no oxygen, CPAP machine or inhalers, denies other pain besides the knees. He has a farm, cows, some bruises of the skin, but no bleeding nose gums, no rash, no headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history, long-standing hypertension, heart attack, three vessel bypass, apparently 2020, did not receive a pacemaker, no valve abnormalities, was followed through the CHF clinic, denies rheumatic fever endocarditis. He's been told he did have a stroke, left eye, no focal motor deficit, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, liver abnormalities, denies pneumonia, no kidney stones. Next paragraph. Surgeries including the three vessel bypass, trauma bilateral feet requiring surgery from work related at the farm, left groin hernia, bilateral carpal tunnel. Next paragraph, denies smoking, does drinking on a daily basis, but no liver disease, denies allergies, pressing medications, protonics, Lipitor, lisinopril potassium, Demadex, aldactone, allopurinol, aspirin, some supplements, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 188, 70 inches tall. Blood pressure 110 over 60 on the right, 108 over 60 on the left. He wears dark glasses because of the decreased eyesight on the left side. No respiratory distress, very polite. Alert oriented time 3, no local iral wheezes, no palpable neck masses, no carotid bruise, JVD or thyroid or lymph nodes, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no ascites, tenderness or masses, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Chemistries. From February 24, creatinine 1.3, progressively recent, up to July this year, 2.2. GFR dropped from 57 down to 30. Normal potassium acid base, normal calcium phosphorus, normal albumin, liver function test not elevated. Normal thyroid, B12, A1C at 6, no gross anemia 13.8, no blood protein in the urine, normal vitamin D above 30. Next paragraph, in our system, back in December 2021, a CT scan abdomen and pelvis. The left kidney did not ascend to the lumbar area, was located on the upper pelvis without obstruction. A follow-up ultrasound January 2022. They say the left kidney is small at 6.7. The right kidney is normal size and position. Simple cyst. Again, no obstruction. Questions and degree of post-void residual, but not severe. There is a recent echo, May this year, ejection fraction low, 45%, severe enlargement of left atrium, left ventricle dilated, no major valve abnormalities, right ventricle considered normal or close to normal. Next paragraph. Last hospital admission, March, CHF exacerbation. That's when they started diuretics. I want to mention that a prior echo in January, different than in May. In that opportunity, they reported severe aortic regurgitation, moderate mitral regurgitation, grade 3 diastolic dysfunction, and moderate pulmonary hypertension. This was not reported echo in May. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease. Over the last 1 year, significant, serious, presently no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis, prior documented left kidney, malrotated in the upper pelvic ring, did not reach the lumbar area, and reported a small kidney. If this is true, he's been functioning with one good kidney on the right side. Notice that there is no activity in the urine blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Is my understanding VA has done a new kidney ultrasound, which is not available to me. We might need to test it for renal artery stenosis, that he is at risk. Renal artery stenosis might show as worsening kidney function, not always as severe hypertension. I did not change any medications, continue saying diuretics, ACE inhibitors, aldactone, given his heart problems. There has been no need for phosphorus binders, no need for EPO treatment, monitoring potassium acid base. All issues discussed at length with patient and wife will follow, end of dictation.